नमस्ते डॉक्टर.
नमस्ते.
काय, हाउ आर यू? हाउ इज दंडी?
आई एम फाइन.
आर यू इन दंडी एट प्रेजेंट? का लंडन मध्ये आहात तुम्ही?
मी लंडन मध्ये आहे.
ओके ओके ओके. सो व्हॉट इज इट एक्झॅक्टली, तुम्ही काय इन्व्हेंशन केलंय थोडं सांगू शकाल का डिटेल मध्ये?
व्हॉट वॉज पब्लिसाइज रिसेंटली वॉज द आयडिया आय हॅड वन डे. I was actually in Nine Wells Hospital in Dundee. We have a technology department, which is in the same floor as the surgical department next to our office. So they were testing out their new thermal camera, and
okay.
I was just coming out of the operation theater, and it struck me that nobody has studied this. A thought that came to my mind was, I took him with me with a thermal with a hot air gun. The pathology lab where the specimen was being cut. And we used the thermal camera to look at the specimen.
Okay.
This was a mastectomy specimen.
And
the new thing was, firstly, looking at it like this. Secondly, while we were walking, I picked up a hot air gun. And so when we looked at it, it didn't sound anything great. It didn't look anything great because everything was cold. But when I used the hot air gun, the rest of the breast became warm, but the tumor remained cold.
When exposed to hot air,
give
anything hot, the tumor remains cold, but the rest of the breast or rest of the body, for
normal breast around it remained hot.
Okay. So temperature change, you can detect whether it's a tumor or not.
It was sort of a challenge, thermal challenge. It was a dynamic response to heat that had never been done before. For many years, thermography for breast has been tried. It has never been successful. And what we had known from before is because of increased vascularity, blood supply is more, tumors are warmer.
Okay.
And that is what had been tried to see whether that can detect cancer. It has not been very successful, perhaps because of the shielding of all the tissues which are deep down. But this is a new thing, is that this is a thermal property, just like other physical properties of cancer which we have known. It is hard, irregular, and so on. This is a straightforward physical property which was not known before.
Okay. That's quite novel.
It's a new property of cancer, a simple one, in a way. And it might tell us and make us understand cancer better.
Yes.
And if this is true in vivo as well, then we could perhaps...
Yes, as in normal humans, madhe jar tana cancer zala asel, tar can you detect it on the person? Meaning this was just a specimen.
We have to do that.
Okay.
We have yet to try it.
Okay.
To see
but
how
it is possible, isn't
and
it?
If it is, even if it behaves differently, apart from detection, we could use drugs which act at different temperatures.
Correct.
And then it will only act on cancer cells and not others.
So it is quite a novel discovery. Manje, as in, me kadhi aikla navta ki cancer can stay cold. Or is it true of other cancers as well? Tumhal kai mahit?
Yeah, we did. We had I got ethics approval for doing this for all solid tumors. When we did it for kidney tumor, not published, but it was the first one which we had was a angiolipoma of the kidney, and that acted other way around. But renal cell carcinoma was similar to the breast, and we are going to do it for thyroid and for other liver and so on, but they are not as common as breast.
How common is breast cancer? Is it
now? Breast cancer is common in the West, but it is not as common as it is made out on all the hoardings.
Okay.
One in 12 women in their lifetime get breast cancer.
कारण का होर्डिंग्स वर युजली तसं सांगतात
की 1 in 12 वुमन विल गेट ब्रेस्ट कॅन्सर. सो समवन हु इज 35 इयर ओल्ड विल थिंक दॅट शी हॅज 8% चान्स ऑफ गेटिंग ब्रेस्ट कॅन्सर
युजली, बिकॉज दॅट इज व्हॉट दे पब्लिसाइज. 1 in 12 वुमन इन यूके कॅन गेट ब्रेस्ट कॅन्सर.
या दॅट इज इफ शी लिव्स टू 100.
बरं.
मोस्ट ऑफ इट हॅपन्स द एज ऑफ 60-70.
ओके.
बिटवीन द एज ऑफ 40 and 50, द रिस्क ऑफ गेटिंग ब्रेस्ट कॅन्सर इज अबाउट 1%.
ओके.
1.5%. बिटवीन 50 and 60, इन द नेक्स्ट 10 इयर्स, the following 10 years, between 50 and 60, it is about 2-3%.
Okay, so as jasa tumhi old, yeah, correct, jasa tumhi mahatare hot jata tasa cancer se chances vadhtat.
Okay. एकमात्र खरा है. दिस इज द मोस्ट कॉमन मिसकंसेप्शन दैट इट इज कॉमन एट दैट एज. हाउएवर इट अफेक्ट्स इट द मोस्ट कॉमन कॉज ऑफ कैंसर एट दैट एज.
ओके.
बिटवीन 40 एंड 60 वीमेन नॉर्मली डोंट हैव पीपल डोंट हैव मेडिकल प्रॉब्लम. द मोस्ट सिंगल कॉज ऑफ कैंसर इज ब्रेस्ट कैंसर.
ओके.
सो इट इज इट एंड इट हैज अ ग्रेट इम्पैक्ट एट दैट एज.
यस.
सो देयरफॉर ऑल द पब्लिसिटी.
Yeah.
The publicity is all very valid. What is not valid is the number.
As in, there are wrong. They scare people. Ashe numbers de unki 1 in 12 women in UK. Meaning, if there are 12 women around me, okay, maybe I have a chance of breast cancer.
It is not. If 12 women, out of them, more than half should be above 70.
Okay. So then, maybe neat leela paije.
Exactly to be true.
Yes, true.
It could be 1 in 5 or 1 in 6. When you're taking women over 90.
Yes. Yeah, that is true. is this, Ata, tumhi jo research karta, it's very specialized. Mm-hmm. So, was it very easy to get, I mean, I know it's not very easy to get funding for these sort of things.
Yeah, it is not. Well, in fact, we applied for funding. That time, this paper was not published.
Okay.
They said, it's not published, but it is very novel, outstanding, it should be funded.
Oh, that's so nice.
So that's what all referees said.
Uh-huh.
The 46 applications, ours was 8th, but 7 got funded.
Bapre.
So they said outstanding, but they didn't tick in the correct box, mm-hmm. something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they have asked us to apply again, so we will get funding.
Yes, I'm sure. Kanka, published data always has more value than unpublished data.
It was in press at that time.
Oh, okay.
So that was not the main well.
Yeah, reasons
to
are
come, but it takes time and things which are already in the already somebody has already done something about.
Mm-hmm.
They are usually get this is good, everything okay, so we should fund it.
Mm-hmm.
But it will get funded. I'm sure about that.
Yes, I'm sure.
That's very good feedback.
Yes. Now, the kind of work that you're doing, the labs obviously here are well facilitated. Is it the same in India? Do you have, is it as good back home?
Not there at present, because a lot of emphasis at in the last 10, 15 years where there has been progress isn't actually delivering good service.
Okay.
Which has been very good.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's good medical service given to those people who can afford in India.
Mm-hmm.
For research to flourish, you need to have people who are able to do clinical work half the time.
Yes, now you need surgeons tikade fully practicing.
Yes, who need half the time, they should have time to devote to research.
True.
That is the only problem. Facilities, I'm sure, can easily be obtained.
So you're saying ki manpower evdi nahi hai, kai evdi loka
interested. Power hai, but it is all used up in
medical, not research.
Conducive to allowing people to do half the work. It is conducive to it in UK now. Mm-hmm. It may start changing, but it is good at present.
Okay. So you're more happier ikade ka tumhala, you'll always
present,
want
there is no
to
opportunity I've seen in India where I can sure. something
given
like
an that. Opportunity you would always like to go back, is that?
Well, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I've always been wanting to go back before, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's not easy.
I understand. Who they put our heads. Would you recommend research to other people? Do you think everybody is suited for research or?
Well, whoever wishes and is stimulated by curiosity, and that's how I was always from childhood.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to do research from childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So
you would
they
suggest.
Should do it, and there is enough opportunity. It is not a straightforward road. It is hard, but it is well worth doing it. And we all should encourage anybody who wishes to do research, because otherwise you're not going to progress.
True.
But that doesn't in any way mean that those who are not interested in doing research, I like to do operations a lot.
Uh-huh.
It gives a huge amount of satisfaction.
Yes.
And so much satisfaction that in the evening I can just put up my feet up and say, well, I've done good, I've cured so many, well, not cured, but done good to so many people.
Uh-huh.
I don't need to do anything else. And that good is the feeling is yevada chagla vatta.
आनंद मिळतो की तुम्ही काहीतरी चांगलं केलंय लोक
आणि ते कम्प्लीट एका याच्या पॅकेटमध्ये मिळतं.
ओके,
सो इट इज नॉट व्हेरी इझी टू फील डिससॅटिस्फाईड अबाउट युअरसेल्फ एज अ सर्जन अँड वन नीड्स टू फील डिससॅटिस्फाईड इन ऑर्डर टू डू रिसर्च.
ओ अच्छा,
यू हॅव टू फाईन युअर फाईन देन That's fine. It's not wrong.
You have
a balance.
True. कारण का काही लोक असतात रिसर्च माइंडेड म्हणजे त्यांना खूप क्युरियोसिटी असते प्रत्येक गोष्टीची. काही लोक जस्ट देर हॅपी डुईंग व्हॉट देर डुईंग.
एक्झॅक्टली. इट्स नॉट एव्हरीबडी वुड लाईक टू डू इट बट सम पीपल लाईक टू डू इट.
येस.
अँड इफ दे हॅव द एप्टिट्यूड फॉर इट देन इट्स फन.
डिड यू ऑलवेज वॉन्ट टू डू रिसर्च? डिड यू हॅव अन अम्बिशन वेन यू लेफ्ट स्कूल?
येस. I wanted to do research all the time.
All the time.
Question was which branch to choose.
Okay.
This was physics, mathematics, biology, and then I chose biology. But
you've combined physics and biology both now.
Oh yes, in fact you're right. That's why a lot of my papers are in mathematics.
Oh. Okay.
Mathematical modeling and so on.
Biomodeling is a very upcoming field atta. India mein khoop companies are looking at biomodeling.
Oh, that's very true. And the other major work which I'm doing is of intraoperative radiotherapy, which we devised in 1998.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a bit more about that as well?
It is, back when I was in India, where I did a lot of research, Tata Hospital, we had the idea that while treating breast cancer, normally the whole breast gets irradiated.
Okay.
From the whole organ analysis of mastectomy specimens, we thought that we could perhaps treat only the area around the primary tumor. And this is what I presented in 95 in Hong Kong. And when I came here, I met Professor Baum, and when we had a machine which was ready to be used, but it wasn't modified or it was not ready for breast cancer at all, or breast. So we created applicators for this machine, which is a portable machine, to give radiotherapy around the primary tumor after excision.
Okay.
And from 98, we have started, did a pilot in the beginning for 2 years. And then we started the randomized trial in 2000. So the idea, the novel approach, which came up from the research, which I had done, was that we don't have to treat the whole breast with radiotherapy in every patient.
Okay.
Normally, radiotherapy takes about 6 weeks
after
the operation, and many people after chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
And in India, people used to come to Tata Hospital and say, "Hum idhar nahi reh sakte 6 hafta, hamara pura nikal do."
Okay.
Agar Bombay mein reh sakte ho 6 hafta, to hum aapka bacha sakte hain.
Huh.
Nahi to pura nikalna padega.
Okay.
It was not very nice to say that.
Yeah.
So if we can give these women just wide local excision lumpectomy and intraoperative radiotherapy, and if we find that is in the trial, if we find that is equal to mastectomy, it can make a big difference, because they are not happy to have a mastectomy.
Obviously.
And they can't have wide local excision without radiotherapy. And radiotherapy, it's daily.
So how long is this short
term? About 25 minutes to give. So totally about 45 minutes to 50 minutes in the theater extra.
Okay, so they don't have to stay for 6 weeks then?
No. It's just done at the time of the operation.
Oh.
And we have been doing this since 2000 in Dundee, since 98. There are about 20 centers around the world who are doing it now.
That is quite nice. I mean, it's definitely a very good thing.
I was in North America when you called last time. I was supervising a team there so that they can start doing.
Oh, achha, tana set up karayche hoti kai facility?
In Toronto, Princess Margaret Hospital.
Oh, that's quite good then. That's quite nice.
So, in Dundee, we have been doing it since 2004. And in the trial, we have had 1,250 patients randomized. Half of them have got the usual external beam radiotherapy. For 6 weeks, half the people have got lumpectomy and radiotherapy in the operation theater, and they've gone home the same day, next day.
So is this is it as effective as the radiotherapy, or is it a little better than the radiotherapy?
We don't know whether it is as effective or not, but we believe it will be at least as effective.
Okay.
And up to now, a data monitoring committee who knows about all these patients since 2000 have not had any concerns.
Okay.
So
it has been effective.
Now it is found to be okay, but we need to have a little longer follow-up.
True.
And a little few more patients.
True.
To say for certain.
Mm-hmm.
There is a reason why it might actually be superior.
Mm-hmm.
It's because when wounding occurs, there is healing.
Correct.
And when there is healing, all growth factors are secreted within the wound.
Okay.
It's also very good for cancer.
So you're saying ki kadachit the tumors punha grow ho shakte
ho cancer shakta, cells. Mm-hmm. 90 takke tumors parat jithe pahila cancer asto tithe yetat.
Oh.
Recurrence, 90% of recurrence occurs around the scar.
Okay.
So what we did, and this is an experiment done with Italian colleagues.
Uh-huh.
First 24 hours after operation, the fluid which collects in the wound was collected and put on breast cancer cell lines.
Okay.
So fluid was collected and kept in the freezer, and then it was put on cell lines, different types of breast cancer cell lines, and it was found to stimulate their growth, their movement, and their invasiveness.
Oh,
so it sounds very scary.
Yes,
you have a cancer
it does.
Operation, and then it's going to be harmful
yes,
to you.
Azun double maybe tevdat sides a tumor
alat. Asun but we know that it works.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do an operation,
mm-hmm.
but the good point was. The patients who had intraoperative radiotherapy, that fluid in the following 24 hours didn't stimulate cancer cells.
So in a way it is much better than the normal radiotherapy.
However, it could be superior.
So it could be. Kanka, if it's stopping the fluid from causing proliferation to cancerous cells, then it is much better.
So not only would it be killing all the cells which are there,
plus it would stop proliferation, which is so that
create a micro environment which is not conducive to cancer growth.
True.
So this is a new effect of radiotherapy, which was not known before.
Yes.
Up until now, we only knew radiotherapy kills
cells. Yes.
That it creates an environment which is not conducive for cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Not known.
True.
And to give it, normal radiotherapy is given after 6 weeks.
Yeah.
By then all this effect has had it.
Yeah, exactly. So then the cancerous cells already divide vayala survat jhaleli aste.
Yeah.
So.
It attract karala bakiche surrounding cancer.
Correct. That's quite a lot of nice, interesting work. Now, after too much science, let's go to a little more lighter things.
Yeah, okay.
What is your favorite book? Are you reading anything currently?
Well, I've been reading...
apart from papers, give our research stuff.
Mostly papers. I read The Prisoner of Birth by Jeffrey Archer.
Okay. So do you generally read mystery books?
Yes. I've been reading some stuff on the new iPhone. I read God Division, which I liked a lot.
Okay.
And Asimov has been my favorite.
Yeah, I've read a few of his.
Yes, they are very nice.
Yes, they are.
And only yesterday I got the iPhone on which I've been reading stuff.
Okay.
I expect to read more.
That's quite nice. What is your favorite movie? Hindi, English, Marathi?
A movie? I don't know which movie is my favorite. iRobot, recently.
Oh, yes, that's a nice one.
Yeah.
Hindi, Marathi, kai recently baghitleli avadli hai?
Ek kutla to, that one... I'll tell you one in which it was a science fiction one which was quite nice.
Hindi, was it?
Hindi. Hindi in which I can't remember. The fellow person with the six fingers.
Hrithik Roshan. Was it Krish?
Autistic child.
Yeah. Was it Krish?
There was one.
Krish was the second part. First part was Koi Mil Gaya.
Koi Mil Gaya. Yeah. Koi Mil Gaya was one. No, there was another one which was a bit... Dhoom.
Oh, Dhoom. Okay. Oh, ha. That is also quite a good one.
It was nice.
Yeah. And what favorite spot? Tumhi India la khub jata ka parat?
India jato. Bahutek jato, ami Goa la parat jato.
Okay.
Ghar Goa la hai. And tithe amche ek farm hai. which is I like that a lot. तिथे आम्ही लहानपणी खूप खेळायचो.
ओके ओके.
बीच, पणजी, घर.
दॅट्स युअर फेवरेट स्पॉट का?
या.
मोर ऑर लेस.
आणि I can't remember all the books that I was reading recently.
That's okay. Would you like us to play any song for you, especially tumhala kutcha je gaana avadta, we'll play it for you. Tumhi kavita pan lita ka?
Kavita nahi lita. Mare kadhi 20-21 varshacha asta thode lele apan nahi. Mala mulga lito.
Bara. Kevda hai tumcha mulga?
14.
Tachi ekadi kavita vachan dakhu shakal tumhi? Just
Rishikesh, ek poem hai ka tujhi vachayachi? He is very shy. Come on, show. Give me a poem. I'll read it out. Huh? Come on. He's written a novel recently.
Wow.
Yeah. It's last year, last November.
Uh-huh.
Within 1 month. Uh-huh. How many words? 50,000 words.
Wow. That's very impressive. Me tala maji PhD cha thesis lal dete.
You've got a job now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.